Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. We're learning more about Monday's storm that spawned at least two tornadoes in North Harris County. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has an update.
Alexandra, at one point, 21,000 residents were without electricity as power lines snapped and transformers blew out, plunging frightened homeowners into the dark as a twister touched down in Jersey Village. Several homes in Precinct 4's Memorial Northwest community were damaged by a tornado there, uprooting trees and throwing debris into streets. For many people who lost trees, roving groups of men with chainsaws came out to cut up the fallen trees and vegetation into manageable piles for pickup. The strong storm that spawned at least two of the tornadoes moved northeasterly across Klein, Cypress, and Spring. Fortunately, there were no injuries.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has launched a new website to centralize information about the New World screwworm. Texas Public Radio's Marian Navarro has the details.
The flesh-eating larval parasite has been found across Central America, South America, and Mexico, and is considered a threat to livestock, pets, and wildlife. The newly launched screwworm.gov contains resources for livestock producers, veterinarians, and wildlife professionals. It also has the latest USDA-verified information on cases and response activity to fight the pest spread into the United States. A case was detected this fall in a Mexican city less than 70 miles from the Texas-Mexico border. I'm Marian Navarro in San Antonio.
An internal document from Houston ISD shows the district will lose 1,600 more students than originally projected in their May budget. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more.
The data shows overall enrollment for the district is down more than 8,000 since last year. HISD has experienced a steady decline in enrollment, but this year's drop is the sharpest since the 2021-2022 school year. State funding from the Texas Education Agency is tied to student enrollment. HISD planned in May for the loss of 6,500 students. But with enrollment now even lower, the district stands to lose an estimated $10 million more in state funding. The news comes amid the district's recent decision to pause school closures. HISD is closed for the holiday this week and did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Houston's poorest neighborhoods also have the worst access to mental health services. That's according to a new report from the University of Houston. Researchers mapped out the city's mental health deserts where residents have minimal access to mental health providers. Most of those are considered economically distressed by the U.S. Census Bureau. Jakima Carmack is one of the study's authors. She says that can discourage people from seeking help.
Well, so if I want to refer you to someone and they're 20 miles away and you already have unstable transportation, that creates a big barrier.
Carmack says that incentivizing providers to practice in these areas can help reduce those barriers. It's 68 degrees on the University of Houston campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.